Family and grandchildren can play a huge role in the lives of grandparents, who are often most at risk of social isolation and loneliness. To mark Grandparents Day 2019, local care at home provider Home Instead invited me along to speak to 95-year-old Peggy Gray, who, through the support of her family and the Home Instead caregivers, was able to rebuild her confidence and her life following a fall. I spoke to community coordinator at Home Instead, Lisa Sturck, who was visiting Peggy as many as three times a day during her recovery.
I was introduced to Peggy in January 2018 when Peggy had had a fall the previous December, and after a major operation and time in respite and convalescent, she returned back home, and I was introduced to Peggy as her regular caregiver. Initially, it was quite a large care package because, like I say, Peggy had had a major operation in on her leg, and so there was a lot of personal care involved, and also assisting her to stay safe within her own home. So we were visiting three times a day at one point, 7 days a week.
So it was quite intensive care early on, but as we were speaking about before off air, it did sort of fade out as time went on, and you did see Peggy get a lot better, so that must have been quite rewarding for you and the Home Instead team.
It was absolutely fantastic. We worked very closely with Peggy and her family, actually, in encouraging Peggy to walk down the corridor, and before we knew it, you know, she was walking around totally independently. And then, so from three times a day visiting, that then changed to every other day. And then it was companionship calls in the end. And that was over a 9-month period. It was phenomenal. It really was.
Peggy has been able to rebuild her confidence since her fall, and now, almost 2 years later, is as independent as ever, often attending basketry classes and sculpting between visits from her family. Having come such a long way since, Peggy recalls her fall back in December 2017 and how it impacted her life.
Oh, well, that was a bad, bad time. I'd been in hospital for, was it 4 weeks? And then I was in rehab for three. And it was because I fell and I did something to my femur and my hip, and they had to nail it together or do something horrible anyway. So that took an awful long time to get over. I think I remember telling Lisa about it. It made such an impression on my mind that I was thinking of it for an awful long time. And with help and laughter and fun and all sorts of things that we used to get up to when she used to come and help me, I've gradually got over that horrible feeling that I'd had in hospital. Lisa comes and we have a good laugh from the beginning. She comes into the time she goes, you know, and you feel a different person after somebody like that. My family come in every day of the week. There isn't a day that they'd miss. Maybe it's a flying visit, you know. I can't stay for long because I brought this in for you, or are you all right? But they never miss a day, you know, whoever it is. It might be my granddaughter or it might be my daughter. I'm very blessed, really, with a wonderful family. They look after me amazingly.
I was going to say, you must feel quite lucky that your family are in all the time to come and see you and give you that companionship that used to be provided by Home Instead, but you've got family as well coming in.
Yes, they make their time. They're busy people. They're professional people. They've got families of their own, but they make the time to come and see me, which is something special. I know that I shouldn't be left here on my own for too long without somebody coming in, or they take me out, you know.
I'm Rosie and I am Peggy's granddaughter. So I normally bring both my children, but my eldest has just started school, so there's just the little one today. And we come pretty much most weeks on a Monday, and we bring her a little picnic, and we just have a picnic on the floor, catch up with Nanny, as they call her, see what's going on in her life. We have a good chat, and she tends to spoil the children. New game every week, biscuits as we leave, and we just have a lovely time. We've always been a close family. We're very lucky that we all live pretty close together. And it's nice for Nan to see us, but it's equally nice for us to catch up with her. She's got a good listening ear, always has some excellent advice for us. And the children just love how much she loves them. They really benefit from that. So the little ones always enjoy coming to see her.
I think she's a living example of why age is just a number, because at the age of 95, she's as independent as anyone, isn't she?
Absolutely, yeah. We often say she doesn't really act her age. you wouldn't know she was 95, not to look at her and not to listen to her. It's absolutely just a number, and she very much makes the most of her life.
I think a lot of people think that it's really normal when families are close by that grandparents are going to be involved with their grandchildren's life, and also that children are there to help their parents. But we see a lot of it at home instead, that it isn't the norm. And so it was really lovely, and it was amazing to witness actually the time that I spent here with Peggy. Her grandchildren would come and sit in the lounge and have carpet picnics. I would pass the family most days in the corridor because they were coming to see Peggy. It was a really special relationship, and yeah, I used to talk about it a lot, and I used to say to Peggy, I don't think you realise just how special it is, because it really is, and it, like I say, it's not the norm.
Thank you so much to Peggy for sharing her story, and to Home Instead Senior Care for inviting us along. If you want to find out more about Home Instead and the services they can provide for you or your loved ones, find them online at homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate, or give them a call on 01423 77 44 90.